It feel right, don't it? I only ever get it if I want it.
All right, this is Rich Harden. Dang, dude, I need to hit the gym, dude. I had the flu and it totally lost me weight. My muscle mass just
tanked
from the flu.
Yeah. You were working out every day prior?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, welcome back to the Freddy Show, the number three podcast. Actually, show. The number three
show in the world.
Do you think we're number three show?
In the world?
Yeah.
I don't think there's three shows.
The Price is Right.
Family Feud. I watched a new one last night. Whammy or something? No whammies.
That's from like the 70s, bro.
No, it's back. The Effie.
What do you mean it's back?
Effie from the Hunger Games is the host.
Who's Effie? The little girl.
Like, Effie.
Like Katniss Everdeen's sister?
No.
Who's Effie? I haven't seen that movie in so long, bro.
Let me think of Katniss Everdeen's sister's name. Hold on.
I volunteer as tribute.
I know she calls her Little Duck.
Penelope.
Oh, Prim.
Prim.
Prim. Prim. Prim.
Sorry. Yeah. Who's Effie?
Effie's the, like...
That's the character name or the actress's name or the actor's name?
It's the character's name.
It's
the wild hair lady. The
The lady.
Effie.
The lady that is, like, in front of all the people.
Like, welcome.
She picked
welcome to the Hunger Games.
That lady? What? Is that the lady we're talking about?
What are you talking about?
I don't
know. What movie did you watch?
I watched Hunger Games.
She picked...
Back when it came out.
She picks the name out of the bowl.
Like the Goblet of Fire?
Come on, bro. That's enough.
Happy New Year.
Nah, frick that.
You done. 2024. And we're back, baby. We're posting.
Are we?
On stuff again, yeah.
All right, well.
So let's get into it. We got seven games today.
Seven
games.
That's a piece of content a day for 7 days.
That's the idea.
Okay. Right, let's knock it out.
All right. First up, it's a newer game.
Newish game.
Newish game.
We're talking about...
Some clicks.
We're talking about clicks.
Yeah. So I got it. Okay, for everyone that is new, I'm going to think of a category in my head.
Yep.
Nick is going to guess random words.
Yep.
And I'm going to let him yes or no if that... item is in my category.
Yep.
And then he's got to get three of them without knowing the category. And when he gets three, then he has to guess what the category is based off of his guesses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, let's do it.
Let's run it. We had a comment on our TikTok yesterday that said, this channel's going downhill so fast. That's what they said. But our views are as good as they've ever been. So.
That thing. Analytically.
You know what I mean?
I mean, someone could not like the content. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, let's run it. I'm ready.
Okay, you got a guess.
Oh. You got your category?
Got it, written down.
All right,
I prepped it.
Car.
What is it?
Car.
No.
Nope. School.
What's up?
School.
No.
Not even close. Let's go with body parts.
Some of them.
Some of them. Things that are really short.
What?
Things that are really small.
You can't guess yet. You got to get three.
Okay. Sorry. Talking about your body parts. Let's go with orange juice.
Orange juice?
Yeah, orange juice.
No.
Mm-mm. Let's go with a pencil.
No.
Mm-mm. No. Didn't think so.
You want a hint?
Yep.
I'll give you one.
You give me one.
You want me to give you one?
Give me one. Don't tell anyone you gave me one, though.
Okay.
Give it to me. Give me one.
A globe.
Globe!
Yeah! Yeah!
A globe.
Yes!
Okay.
Wow!
Wow! Dude.
Incredible.
Easy.
Where'd you get that answer from, bro?
A globe. Let's go with the basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. He's dialed.
I'm dialed in.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop.
Let's go with...
I'm going to need you to slow it down.
You gave me the answer.
I should have gave you a different answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no real answer you can give me.
I mean,
and what body parts? You talking about the huevos? You talking about the huevos? Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know. You haven't, you don't.
I said body parts. You said some of them. Yeah. Is the huevos?
I haven't told you what the category is yet. Or you haven't guessed the category yet. So it could be totally irrelevant.
We need to Google some words for some like slang terms for balls. Google those. Okay. Google those. And then we can get your edit out of it.
You talking about your cojones?
Yeah, we talking about the cojones?
Okay. Nicknames for balls.
Yeah. Just Google that real quick.
Family jewels.
Yeah.
Gonads. Yeah. Nuts, rocks, stones.
Right.
Testes.
Keep them coming.
This is a family-friendly show. As I'm looking up nicknames for balls.
Nicknames for balls. Keep them coming.
Eggs, nuggets.
Give me this.
Bro, I'm sweating.
You're always sweating.
Look at this. Why is it so hot in here all the time?
Your thing's not screwed. We go. Oh, this is what you're doing. You came into Reddit.
Yeah, never, where else am I gonna go?
Never
bro?
Do that.
They always got the answer in Reddit.
Never.
I haven't gone to Reddit one time and not found the answer I'm looking for. On anything. I feel like Reddit is all of the smartest people on the internet. In one spot. And you ask them any question, they have an answer for you. It may not be the answer that you want, but it's the answer that you need.
What did I say? We talking about the huevos?
We talking about the huevos?
We talking about the huevos?
It's going to get demonetized.
No. Because of huevos? Huevos?
We'll try it. Screw
got
it.
Got to, right?
Who needs the monetization? Got to make sure the content go, baby. Quick plug while he's looking up for that. Guys, we started the Freddy Club over at frdishow.com. Get a couple benefits, free to sign up. All of the stuff that we get for the show, it comes from you guys on the Freddy Show. Once a week, we post the things. You go and vote on the stuff, or you leave answers, and we get all of our information from you guys. So it's frdishow.com. There's also a $5 paid tier where you get episodes like this released a week early and some other little bonus content stuff. Pretty cute. It's pretty hot. Did you find enough ball nicknames yet?
No. But that's right. So we talking about the huevos? You talking about the huevos? You talking about the two amigos?
You talking about
Bert Murray? Hang low, do a wobble to the floor. Anytime
in a bowl. Can that's you throw him over your shoulder like a U.S. Army soldier?
Globe, basketball, golf ball.
Incorrect. No. There's divots. In a golf ball, there's divots. I can't say that that's what the category is.
You know what a globe is? It's got terrain.
No. Neil deGrasse Tyson said that if you were to back up and make Earth the size of a cue ball, it's smoother than what a cue ball is. The Earth is. So
a cue ball.
Okay. Yeah.
A cue ball.
Okay, now don't mess this up.
Basketball got little dimples on it.
No, they don't. Go ahead. What is the category?
There's so many things it could be. Could be things that are spherical. Could be things that are round.
Okay.
Could be things that are.
Are you looking for my confirmation?
No.
My face?
Could be things that are spherical. Could be things that are round. things that are round.
Yeah, let's go, baby. You're incredible at this game.
I know.
Have you ever lost?
No. No.
Mainly because we keep going until you get
it. I never will lose.
Okay. Okay. Next game.
Yeah.
Is something I saw from the boys over at the Bread Basket.
BB.
We're going to close our eyes.
Okay.
And we're going to try to clap at the exact same time.
Okay. Tell me when to close my eyes.
Close your eyes.
Okay. Wait. What? I said wait.
You said wait after I clap.
I just want like a go. Like, so I know that we're... That
go.
Clapping is an option. Wait.
What are you... Bro, it's any time.
Stop. Let me say go. Then clapping will be an option after that.
Okay,
go.
Crap. Okay.
All right, now we'll get it.
Dial it in here.
I'm locked in. You're in my mind.
What you say?
You're in my mind.
I'm what?
You're in. Stop it. You're inside my head. Ready? Get out of my head.
Stop. That's a count.
Stop it.
You can't spam it.
Can't spam clap.
Okay, you ready? This is it.
I'm ready.
Right here.
Yes, ready, go. Stop.
You said go and I did it. I thought that was...
No, ready? Gosh, man.
All right, here it is.
Focus up.
Dial it in, Nick.
Focus up.
That was actually pretty close.
Focus up. Stop.
Are you looking
Stop.
At me?
No, don't do it now. Don't do anything. Don't clap, I said. Don't clap. Don't do anything right now. Stop. Don't do anything right now. Okay. Do nothing.
Okay.
Don't move your elbows. Are you good? You're not doing anything, right? Don't do anything.
Mm-mm.
Okay?
Mm-mm.
Now, what we're going to do is we're going to link up. Mm-hmm. And we're going to link up in our minds. Ready? Link up.
I'm linked.
And wait. You have to pay attention.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Oh, I was close.
Oh,
right.
I've never felt more close to my...
Hold on. I have to keep protecting my huevos.
Let's go!
We did it!
Let's go! We did it, Moose!
Success, man.
I never doubted us for a second.
I didn't ever have 1 ounce of doubt.
All right, next up. Guessing scale.
Bring it on.
All right.
Bring it on.
All right, for everyone new here that doesn't know what the guessing scale is, what are you, living under a rock, dude? The guessing scale. I'm going to think of a random object.
Mm-hmm.
Nick's going to make guesses, and I let him know from 1 to 100 how close that answer is to the actual guess.
Okay.
I got it. Let's go.
Oh. You have your item?
I got it, yeah.
Okay.
Voted on by the people over at the Freddy Club.
This is your item? This is where you got your item?
Yeah.
From the people in the Freddy Club?
Yeah.
So now I have no inkling of what it could be. Because right. I had, because if you didn't get it.
Usually
from there,
I look around the room and find an object, and that's usually my object.
I knew I would have known what it was if you didn't get it from there. If you didn't get it from there, what would it be?
A banana.
There's no bananas here.
Good point.
All right. Ready?
I had what I thought, what I wanted the object to
I
be.
I know what that is. Dog bone.
No. That would have been cool. He doesn't even. Okay.
All right. You got it? Okay.
Got it.
Okay. Hurricane.
Okay. Actually, that's a 28.
28 for hurricane.
Yeah. Whoa.
Really?
Whoa.
Really?
Like, no, but yeah. You know what I mean?
I don't.
You'll understand. At the end, you will. Go ahead.
28 for hurricane.
Yeah.
Well, let's just go to, let's just say the Sahara Desert.
Oh, that's going to be a 1.
I just wanted to clear that one off the list.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's a good one. That's
a good one to clear. It's a good one to clear.
Right.
Hurricane. I'm going to go Florida.
Florida. Probably we'll give you 41.
41 for Florida. All right.
Yeah.
Hurricane.
Yep.
Florida.
Yeah.
Island.
Island. 50.
Well, halfway point.
This is like, you're doing it again.
I'm climbing.
Again.
I'm climbing.
Don't let us down.
Hurricane, Florida, Island. Island 50.
I'd give it a 50.
Island 50.
You're on the right track.
Am I?
You're going the direction I would like you to.
Uh-huh. The trouble is that anything that I'm thinking hurricane would have been more points for.
Mm.
Like if I said the ocean, or if I said the Bermuda Triangle, or if I said the coast, you know what I mean? Like hurricane should have been more points, right? Right?
I stand by the amount of points
28
that I gave you for hurricane.
Florida, an island. Island 50.
I just, yeah.
Island 50. Island 50.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah. Can I just say boat?
If you said boat, I'd... Over island, though? Boat's gonna give you 45.
Ah, 45. 45 for boat.
But like, yeah.
But yeah?
But yeah.
But yeah.
Actually, no. I'm going to give you 55.
55?
Because it's where I want you to... I'm trying to pull you in the direction.
Are you?
I feel like if I didn't pull you with a 55, you would leave the area. And I want you to be there.
You want me to be there?
With a 55.
55 for a boat.
Yeah.
55 for a boat.
Yeah.
And a hurricane.
Yeah.
And an island.
Yeah.
And Florida.
Yeah.
And a boat.
Yeah.
And a boat. Boat at 55.
Yeah, because I'm trying to pull you.
You're trying to pull me. Trying to pull me on land? Trying to pull me to the dock? You trying to dock my ship?
Are you trying to pull I would me? Never dock your ship.
You trying to pull me out to sea?
Why don't you guess
the sea?
Wow.
Guess the sea.
71.
71 for the
71.
Sea.
71.
71 for the sea.
71.
For the sea.
For the sea.
For the sea.
I mean, come on, baby.
71 for the sea.
And you're climbing. You almost took a step back, so but I re
what are
I
what readjusted. Are what are things in the sea? Around the sea? In the sea. In the sea. In the sea.
Like, come on, baby.
Like a shark.
Wow. Okay. Here we go. Here we go. This is where we're at.
Like a shark.
80.
An 80. Like bigger than a shark. Like bigger. Like big. Like the biggest thing you could see in the ocean. Huge.
I can't confirm or deny what you're saying.
It's the biggest.
I'm saying no, Nick.
I know what you're saying.
But you keep saying big.
Just let me talk it through. Shark is 80?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Shark's 80?
Yeah.
Shark's 80, and it's in the ocean.
Yeah.
Along with other things.
Right.
In the ocean.
Right.
Like.
Right.
Buried treasure.
Wow, that would have been crazy. That would have been a crazy guess. You get a 64. But wow.
I mean,
that would have been insane.
Talk about a Hail Mary.
That was a Hail Mary.
A buried treasure. Jellyfish.
100! What? What? Talk about a Hail Mary.
Where are we at? You know what I was, because the trouble was jellyfish was on the tip of my tongue.
Bro.
And I said buried treasure instead.
You said, okay, it was 3rd and 10 with the game on the line. You threw a Hail Mary incomplete.
Yeah, incomplete.
4th and 10.
4th and 10.
2 seconds left.
55 yards.
Jellyfish, bro. Touchdown.
What are we talking about? What are we talking about? I'm like Aaron Rodgers, dude. Two Hail Marys back to back.
Torn ACL, boat legs.
What are we talking about? Achilles popped.
Incredible. That was great, dude. All right, here we go.
Oh.
A little chain link.
Easy.
This is a little bit difficult for the listening audience. Chain link, what this is, there's a word at the top, which is what? I forget. Which is bed, and then underneath is going to be a word. A letter, and you got it. How do you explain this?
You can't.
It goes bed, T-T-S-S-A-A-N-N, gas. All the words connect, so it would be, I'm trying to think of an example, it would be like.
Just, we'll figure
Freddy
out as
Club,
we go.
Club, soda, soda, pop, pop, dance, dance, floor. Wow.
Huh.
Yeah, so if that makes sense, if not, good luck.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
I'm going to lock this one in. I'm going to lock it in early.
Do it.
There's no hesitation.
Oh, by the way, this was from people over at the Friday Club.
Good. Good. Because there's no hesitation here when I say N, natural gas.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then A, no hesitation when I say act. Act natural.
Yes. What is going on?
S, no hesitation when I say.
Yeah. Come on, dude.
I don't know. I got a little bit of hesitation.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a little bit of hesitation.
No, you don't, but just like pass it up.
Let me talk it through.
Yeah.
Act. S act. Like stage act.
Like a stage act.
But I'm not saying it.
Right.
Because I know you just tried to do. You tried to act all, you got it. Just to tell me, no, you didn't. And I'm not falling for it because you do it to me every week. All right, act.
Imagine if that's the answer, bro.
Stage act.
Yeah.
Sandpaper act.
Oh!
Stop. small act of kindness.
That's a no. I'll let you know. Nah,
I know it's not. Act. Santa. Santa act.
Don't.
I'm going to lock in stage. Stage act.
Stage act, incorrect.
Yeah.
But you get a T.
Every time.
You do get a T.
Start act. Stand act.
I don't know if you know this one.
Start act.
You need some help?
Nope.
I'll give you a hint.
Mm-mm. No, thank you. Like the Boston Tea Party? Like back then? The Stamp Act? When they taxed them stamps?
Yeah!
The stamp
Act? Yeah!
That's what they did to them? They taxed the stamps?
I think.
Somebody Google it. The Stamp Act.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we got a bed terrace. We got a bed tarantula.
Every time it's T, bro, you guess tarantula. No, I don't know if you know
I've never
that.
Done that.
You do. Run it back.
Stamp. 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 A tall stamp.
A tall stamp.
A bed tall. A tortellini. Stamp. Bed. Bed?
Yeah.
Bed table. Table stamp. A bed tool.
You need a hint?
No. a bed tent.
A bed tent.
Everyone's got one. You don't have one?
I don't, no. Loser.
A bed ticket. A bed stamp. Stamp. Try tickle stamp, a bed tickle, mm-hmm. a bedside table, a bed.
What?
Bedtime.
Yeah!
Time stamp.
Yes! The chain link is complete! Incredible job, dude.
Thank you.
not a.
Never need a hint.
Not a hesitation.
No hesitation.
All right. Are you ready?
Ready.
Four. Making a billionaire.
Oh, my gosh.
How do you feel right now?
At this point, I have $2 billion to my name.
I want to confirm. This one's a little bit tough. I got all the questions and answers from people over at the Friday Club.
Oh, crap.
So I don't even know if these are true.
I'm not going to make a billion then. Hey, an idea, though.
What's up?
As we go, if I don't get the answer right, then I just don't get the double for that. The double comes on the next one. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. To explain this to all of the people on the podcast thing, I'm going to give them 10 questions. Each question goes up a zero. So the first question would be worth $1, then $10, then $100, $1,000, all the way up to $1 billion.
A billy.
So let's see if you can do it. Nick.
Yes.
For $1, what color is green?
Is this a trick question?
No.
Okay. Green.
Yeah.
All right. Whoa. Oh, gosh. Oh, man. That rattled my brain, dude. I need to eat.
For $10.
Yeah.
For $10.
10 bucks.
This comes from Kayla Jurok.
Okay.
For $10, what does the Earth do every 365 days?
One full rotation.
Around?
The sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
This next question comes from Alyssa.
Hey, Alex, are you hungry?
Damn it. Yeah.
Just graze, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please, yes. Thank you so much.
This comes from Alyssa. For $100, who was the first person on the moon?
I know it ain't Lance. I know it ain't Lance.
Because it is?
Neil. Neil Armstrong.
Yes.
First man on the moon.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Hey, don't
do that. Hey.
Okay.
Yeah.
This next question comes from
Alyssa. Why haven't we been back?
Huh?
Why haven't we been
don't
back?
Don't do this.
Why
right
haven't
now.
We been back to the
it's
moon?
It's a new year. I'm moving on. I put it behind me. I'm moving on.
Who goes to the moon once?
Stop. We didn't. We went multiple
Who
times.
Who goes and goes once?
We went multiple times.
When?
Apparently.
When?
Don't do this to me. You know I don't. You know all how right. I feel about all this. Right.
All
I'm right. moving on.
All right. Let's
I don't want to think about it anymore.
Let's move on.
We went to the moon.
We went.
No, we didn't. We never went. This next question comes from Alyssa again.
Alyssa.
What is this for? One, two, three. For $1,000, what actor starred along Chris Tucker in the movie Rush Hour?
Jackie Chan.
Yeah. Let's go, baby.
One, two, and three.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should rewatch those.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Good little movie marathon.
I've never seen them.
Sorry?
Haven't. I just agree with you that they're good movies and I haven't.
We'll watch them right after this, all three of them.
All right, this next question comes from Taryn Kane. For $10,000, name one baseball team whose name doesn't end in S.
Just give me a second. I mean, the Red Sox, because it's an X.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to do more, though.
There's only one other one.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then don't waste the time.
White Sox.
I could do it, but.
White Sox.
Yeah. Nice. Red Sox.
Yeah. I thought that was tough. I should have made that a billion, but I didn't think you were going to get it that quick.
I'm a baseball guy.
You are. Can you name a football team that doesn't end in S?
You may do it right now.
For an extra dollar?
You may do it right now.
Yeah, sure.
For an extra buck.
Yeah.
You got time?
I got time.
Got
well,
time
no, I
you.
Don't because one doesn't exist, so.
I was going to go through them all.
Okay.
But now I don't have to?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
This next question comes from Monica. Wow.
Is it a good one?
It's a tough one.
For 20. $100. Huh? For 100.
For $100,000, what's the only planet that spins clockwise?
This is a trick question.
It's not.
Because what are we talking about? Because Pluto got kicked out.
Pluto's gone.
Did he get kicked out because he's spinning the wrong way?
See you later, dude.
Is that what he did? Was he spinning the wrong way? He got.
Well, this says planet, and Pluto's not a planet.
Who's to say?
Scientists.
Really?
Apparently. Dude, look,
Let me talk through it. Planet.
Planet.
In the solar system.
Ours.
Our solar system.
Our
solar system. So that gives us...
How many planets we got, Nick?
Apparently we only got eight.
Eight.
We used to have nine.
Sure.
I know what they are. They're Venus.
You don't get bonus points.
They're Venus.
Venus.
Mars.
Mars.
Uranus.
Uranus.
Jupiter.
Jupiter.
Neptune.
Neptune.
How many is that? That's five?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not worried about them. I gotta get the other ones first.
You went out of order, so I'm...
I know I'm in the wrong order.
I don't even remember what you said.
I don't remember what I said. We got Venus, Neptune, Mars, Earth.
Why are you going out of order?
Jupiter.
You're all over the place.
Saturn. I got one more. Uranus. That's it. I got them, right?
That's seven.
That's all I need. Is there another one?
Mercury.
That's one I forgot. That's probably it. That's probably the one that spins the wrong way. Isn't it not?
I mean, you could lock it in if you
want. I don't have to lock it in.
You could lock it in.
Let me tell you what the answer is.
Sure.
Because I'll start there.
Yeah. Okay.
The answer,
yeah,
naturally,
is clockwise.
Clockwise. Oh, clockwise. The only one. You're thinking on that I'm going to say next. I'm going to say Saturday's coming up in a couple days.
Yeah, it sure is.
I got it. I got it.
Okay, what's your answer here? I'm very curious.
Venus.
Yeah. Let's go, baby. All right. This next question comes from Lindsay. Moose.
Lindsay.
From Lindsay. For $1 million.
Million bucks.
What is the only land animal that can't jump? Wait. That might not be the question. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the only land animal that can't jump?
Land animal that can't jump.
For $1 million, what's the only land animal that can't jump?
My gut. My gut. I'm not locking it in.
Sure.
Sloth.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not locking it in.
You know they say trust your gut?
Do you know?
Don't do it.
I'm not locking it in.
Okay. You're good. I wouldn't.
Did you know sloths can swim faster than dolphins? I might have made that up.
You might have made that up.
It swims faster than something.
Maybe a dead dolphin.
I don't
think
it's a dolphin.
A dead dolphin.
Can you Google it? Google sloths swim faster than. They walk? Is it just them? They swim faster than they can
walk.
Is that it?
That's what it says.
All right. That's, yeah.
Sloths can swim three times faster than they can walk on land.
That's exactly what I was talking about when I mentioned a dolphin.
Right. Because dolphins.
You think a sloth can jump?
I'm not saying that. Look, dude, this is what Lindsay thinks. I'm not fact checking any of
You're not
these questions.
Fact check. Google it. Google, what is the only land animal that can't jump? And don't tell me what it is. Just Google it.
Okay, she's right.
There's an answer?
Yeah, there's an answer.
All right. How big is it? Just bigger than a car?
Yeah, pretty big.
Bigger than a car?
Big enough to not be able to jump.
Big enough to be an elephant?
That's your answer?
That's my answer.
You locking it in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody knows elephants can't
look, dude,
jump.
You got hippos.
Hippos can jump.
I don't.
Hippos can jump.
That's surprising to me.
Hippos are leading cause of death in
somewhere, but that doesn't mean they can jump.
Oh, they can jump.
We're talking giraffe. Hippo, that's surprising.
Hippos are agile, dude.
We're talking buffalo. Buffalo
they
can
could
jump.
Leap. They could leap.
No,
elephant.
Are you not surprised by this?
No, because elephant. You've seen them. They can only go up on two legs.
Right,
you see them in the
right.
circus.
That's how I should have known.
They balance on one leg.
That's how I should have known.
You never seen an elephant jump, have you?
I've never seen one.
Think about
I've
it.
I've also never seen a buffalo or a giraffe jump. Ooh, or a hippo.
A giraffe jump. They probably can't jump high, but.
Let's look it up.
Talk about an animal skipping leg day. A giraffe.
How high can a giraffe jump? 6 feet.
Oh, my.
Giraffes are one of the few species of animals to perceive color, and their visual field approaches 360 degrees from their tremendous height. They are quite agile and can run up to 56 kilometers per hour, which is 35 miles an hour, and have been known to jump 6 feet.
They could jump clean over you.
Over me? No.
Clean.
No.
With
they have
room
some trouble.
To spare.
They have some trouble
with
doing that.
Room to spare.
They got some trouble doing that. All right. This next one comes from Tim Weber.
Tim Weber. Timmy Tim.
All right. For $10 million, how many football players are allowed on the field at one time?
My gut.
We're talking both teams.
My gut. Both teams.
Both teams.
Same both
time.
Teams.
Same time.
My gut.
Yeah.
32.
I wouldn't trust it.
Okay, yeah.
30. I mean, we're talking about $10 million.
My gut's 30.
And we got to pay you out.
My gut's 30. Both teams?
Both teams.
15 and 15.
Why don't you say a number, I'll tell you higher or lower.
Let me just think about it.
Yeah.
Let me just run. Let me count.
You're going to count. Most.
12 on each side. 11 or 10 on each side. 11. My gut's telling me 11, but I'm not going to lock it in.
Right, because I said both teams.
Yes, but I'm saying 10 plus a quarterback.
Yeah, that's good
That's
math.
What I'm thinking.
It's great math.
I'm thinking 10 plus a quarterback.
Five linemen, quarterback.
Yeah.
Running back.
Running back. Wide receiver.
Three receivers and a fullback.
Three receivers.
I shouldn't be telling you this.
How many did you say again? Yeah. So I'm thinking 10 plus a quarterback
yeah.
times two is 22.
Good math.
And I'm going to lock in 22 for $10 million.
Drum roll, please. He got it right.
Yes.
Okay. This next question comes from Dominic.
Welcome to the Billy Club, baby. What? Wait.
No, it's for $100 million. For $100 million, how many switches are in a three-way circuit?
The frick you just say to me?
I don't know either.
Is this a trick question? You're telling me three in the question. And you
how many switches are in a three-way circuit?
A three-way circuit. That's what we're talking about?
That's what Dominic's talking about.
Dominic's going three ways. Dominic had a three-way.
Hey.
With a couple switches.
A couple?
I did, but let me just draw it out.
Sure.
I feel like you got a starting point.
Yeah.
And then if you go...
What are you drawing right now?
The switches. Just give me a second.
Okay, take your time. I'm sweating.
Two switches. Three ways.
You got it right! Ah! You look like Goodwill Hunting over there, dude.
I got to draw it out. You never give me time to process.
I don't even know what you're drawing. I don't even know what a three-way circuit looks like.
Well, I just drew it, and there's two switches in it.
Okay.
Welcome to the Billy Club. Jeff Bezos, Bill Gatesos, Elon Muskos, Nick Dizos.
For $1 billion.
The elite. I'm part of the elite.
Not yet. You got to get this right. For $1 billion, solve this riddle. For $1 billion, solve this riddle.
A newspaper.
No. I go on...
Monday.
I go on red and stop on green. What am I?
Could you repeat the question?
Sure. I go on red... And stop on green.
What am I? Why'd you have to give me a riddle for $1 billion?
Because it's $1 billion, dude. You need some help?
Do I lose all the rest of the money?
You lose everything. Because you went for it.
So I can walk.
No, it's too late.
I can walk. You said goes on red and stops on green.
Right.
Goes on red.
Right.
What goes on red?
No.
Huh? What goes on red and stops on green.
Right.
Goes on it. Ooh, ooh.
No.
What? I'm just saying the question.
What goes on red?
Yeah, and right. stops on green.
No.
What?
Yeah, yeah, you got it.
Got what? I'm just repeating the question.
Okay, give me an answer.
What goes on red?
No.
And stops on green?
Yeah.
Why did you stop saying
okay,
no?
Okay, no, I'm confusing you. I'm sorry.
I'm confused already. What goes on red?
Yeah.
Stops on green?
Right.
Goes on red? Like.
I see what you're thinking, but that's not it.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Like what goes on red, that's not it.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're...
What goes on red, stops on green.
Yes. That's what I was trying to...
That's what I'm saying. Because I'm talking it through. I'm talking it through and I'm figuring it out.
All right. I don't want to confuse you.
Don't. What goes on red, okay. What stops on green.
Yeah.
What goes on red, stops on green. I'm going to tell you right now. I know the answer. I know the answer. You don't have to bite into a watermelon for me to know the answer. I already knew the answer.
Okay.
I'm building to the climax.
Build it. Go ahead.
Watermelon. Don't tell me. I didn't lock it in. Okay. I didn't lock it in.
Sure.
Watermelon.
Yeah!
Yes! I never cheated a day in my life.
All right, bro. We got two more games here.
What the heck?
We're bringing it back, dude. The impossible spelling bee.
Crap.
I'm going to give him a word, and he's got to try to spell it. He gets three words. Good luck. First word, yacht.
Oh. Yacht. Yacht. Can I write them down?
Sure. Go ahead. But change of rules. When you say a letter, you're locking it in.
Okay. Why? Give me a marker.
Lock it in.
You threw it at me?
I'm not sure if I really threw it at you, more of like tossed it at you.
This isn't looking good so far.
Yeah. What do you got?
Y-A-C-H-T.
Are you locking all those in?
I have to. I said them, you said.
That was really fast. But you got it right.
Yes. Cross. All right. Next question.
You need to take a step. Take a breath. You just Hail Mary'd it.
Yeah. What? You said.
Hey. Hey. Next word.
Next word.
Smooth. Hey! Psychic.
Sidekick?
Sight. Don't mess me up. Psychic. It's a dog, man. Go get a moose.
Oh, this isn't going to be good. Oh, crap. I'm missing so many letters.
Just lock in what you know.
P-S-Y?
Can lock that in.
Yeah, but after that. How many letters is in the word?
Sure. We'll give you 7.
See? That's why I was hoping it was not that.
Right. You got this, man. No stress.
Is there an H in the word?
There is. I should have told you that. Yeah, there is.
The way I have it written is P-S-Y-C-H-I-C. That's how I have it written.
And that's how you're locking it in.
I have to. I said it.
You got it right!
Oh, my gosh, dude. Give me some French fries.
You're a connoisseur, dude.
Well, I worked out yesterday.
Bzzz. Bzzz. Bzzz.
Oh, you mean to spell that word.
You're a spelling bee. Oh no.
Because I can't.
Actually, spell that.
I can't. You want to spell connoisseur? Oh, they want me to spell connoisseur.
Oh, I don't even know how to spell that.
I can spell connoisseur.
I can't.
Ready?
No.
I'm going to spell it right now.
Because this word's harder.
I'm spelling connoisseur.
That's not the
And then afterwards. K-I-N-D-A space S-O-R-E. Connoisseur.
Sure.
Connoisseur.
I'm connoisseur. All right, dude. The last word here.
Yeah.
Can you spell?
Yes, I can't.
Fahrenheit.
I haven't even seen this word since 2008.
I'm sweating.
This ain't good.
You got this, dude. Hey, just look at me while you spell it. Go slow. You got this.
Is height spelled like height spelled?
Who's to say?
I don't think it is.
I wouldn't know. Actually, I would know. Because I got
You would know.
I got it written down in front of me.
It's got an N in it for sure.
That's the N part.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea how to spell this word. I'm going to lock in.
Whoa. Go slow.
I can't.
Okay.
I have to send it.
Okay.
I don't cheat.
Okay. F.
Yeah, lock it in.
F. Yeah.
Lock that in.
Sure.
And now I'm going to lock in. A.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Here's the trouble.
Are you going
to lock that in? No, I'm not.
To lock that in?
I'm not.
I
wouldn't lock that in. I don't know how to spell Fahrenheit. Okay, I'm telling my guess.
Age.
I know.
Yeah, take your time.
I know.
Take your time. F-A.
Yeah, F-A-H-R.
Whoa. Yeah?
F-A-H-R-E.
Yeah?
N.
Yeah?
H-E-I-T. Yeah? E-I-T. E-I-T. F-A-H-R-E-N-H-E-I-T.
Yeah! Wow! The streak continues.
The streak continues.
All right, man. Last game here. Wrap this baby up. We got a little fast money.
Ooh.
Now, you got to get 100 points.
100. 100. That's it. Easy.
We'll see. Easy. Let me get the calculator out.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
All right. Nick. Name a drink that's served both hot and cold.
Coffee.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the number one answer for 75 points.
Wow. Name something you're glad only comes once a year.
Taxes.
Okay. Name something little kids bring to the park.
Balls to play with.
Okay.
Like
basketball, baseball,
football.
Name something that has a horn.
Car.
Okay.
Crap. Should I have said rhino?
It's too late, man.
I said car.
Name of the game.
I said car.
And this last question comes from people over at the Friday Club.
Bring it.
Name your favorite flavor of gum.
Oh, this is the people saying this.
Yeah. So you're not confused? You
know what I mean? Here's the trouble, because this is where I'm at. Here's the trouble.
Let me rephrase that.
Did adults answer the question?
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
We asked the people over at the Friday Club, free to join, what's your favorite flavor of gum?
Can I just lock in OG bubble? OG bubble?
You can lock in bubble gum.
Because if they're adults, maybe they said wintergreen, peppermint, spearmint. You know what I'm saying? Winter fresh.
Mm-hmm.
You know? What other flavors are there?
Our demographic is like 25 to 35. Just
so they're saying Thank you very much. They're saying the answer to this question is spearmint. Is that what they're saying? Or they're saying it's Big Red. They're saying it's spicy. They like spicy gum.
All those are an option here.
Are they saying peppermint? Is that what they're saying? I'm going to lock in spearmint. That's it. Spearmint, that's it.
Good.
Locked in.
Good. All right, Nick, we asked you, how you feel right now? How you feel?
I feel pretty good.
We asked you, name a drink that's served both hot and cold. You said.
Yeah.
You said coffee.
Yeah, I did.
21 points.
That's it?
That's it.
What'd they say, tea?
The number one answer was tea.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me do the tally here. We then asked you, name something you're glad only comes once a year. You said tax season. 16 points.
Wait, you said Christmas?
People said Christmas.
No, they didn't.
For the number one answer.
No, they didn't.
Yeah. 32 points.
Bunch of psychopaths.
We then asked you, name something little kids bring to the park. You said a ball, baseball, kickball. Football.
Yeah.
The number one answer.
Oh, thank gosh.
27 points.
I was worried a little bit. I'm still kind of worried.
You had 64 points.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
We then said, name something that has a horn. You said car.
Should I have said rhinoceros?
You said car instead of rhino. But that's good because car is the number one answer for 24 points.
What was number two? Rhino?
Rhino.
Wow. Talk about a guy who just knows number one and number two answers.
We then asked you, based on the people in the Freddy Club, what's your favorite flavor of gum? Mm-hmm. You said spearmint, not bubblegum.
Not bubblegum. Did I mess up?
Which was the number one answer for 65 points.
65 points for spearmint?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Let's go, baby. Ah!
What was the number two answer?
Number two answer was winter fresh.
See?
And then bubblegum, wow. And then Big Red, and then cotton candy.
Wow.
I didn't even put up peppermint as a flavor.
Cotton candy slept on, though. Not gonna lie.
Cotton candy only got 1 point.
Yeah, slept on.
Slept on.
Yeah.
So we got time for today.
Thanks for tuning in.